Now the Bush administration.
This is Al Simpson. Will Bill Clinton really be able to make good on the hundreds of promises that he made during the campaign? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, during the election, the old fur was flying, and I don't mean from Socks the cat. To get himself elected, Bill Clinton shredded George Bush to pieces, and he made more promises than a snake oil peddler. Since the election, Clinton has been working so very hard to lower expectations, not raise them. He's been cooling his heavy rhetoric and dragging his feet over announcing any specific plans, including cabinet appointments. Bill Clinton has promised us to cut the deficit in half within 4 years, create a network of 100 community development banks, and fully fund all drug treatment on demand, and that's just part of a handful. Ted, yes, even we Republicans want to see Clinton succeed, but he's certainly got to remember what he's promised us all and get down to work come January.
Al, those Clinton campaign pledges made sense. At bottom, they add up to one thing: getting this country moving again, using the federal government as an engine and a catalyst for change. We got away from that idea in the Reagan and Bush years. They thought government was the problem, and therefore they didn't see government as part of the solution. No other modern industrial country operates on that kind of laissez-faire ideology, Al, and the United States can't either. That attitude cost President Bush the election, Al. He thought the recession would end by itself. Instead, it just kept getting worse. Bill Clinton's first and most important campaign promise was to get the economy back on track. Now he's picked a winning economic team, with the same combination of care and deliberation that he used to pick Al Gore as vice president. Pay attention to the economic summit that starts today, Al. You'll like what you hear. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.